of our books than we have.
Yeah. I'm a true believer. I just know that this is, when someone is telling you the truth, and when you really feel the truth that's in your heart, and you know you're being told exactly the way things are.
Resonance, huh?
Yeah, it just resonates with me. It always has, and you've never missed in the hundreds, thousands, perhaps of times I've heard you.
Well, tonight
you've never missed.
We never know. I'm gonna go get Abraham. Is that all right with you?
Do you need a GPS or anything like that, or is that just?
It just takes a minute for me to clear my mind, and they'll just say, "Hey, okay." Who are you gonna go get?
Yes.
I have a feeling you're gonna go get Abraham too.
I've got eight kids out there.
If you really want to know, I think that's what you've been doing for a while too.
Well, you know, there are many times when I do exactly feel that way as well. Yeah.
Okay. Here I go. It is nice to have an opportunity to visit. Co-creating at its best, yes?
Yes.
So now what?
I'd first just like you to just tell me and everyone watching and everyone here in this room who you are. Who is Abraham? For those who don't know, including me. Would you tell us?
The most important thing to explain is we are a collective consciousness, a vibration not different from that which all of you have access to. But because of Esther's focus over the years, she's managed to accomplish a frequency, so to speak, that allows her to hone in on us. She can hear us in a more pointed way. Everyone who is physically focused, and that includes all of you, are extensions of source energy. And we are just that source energy that you are all extensions of. But as you move around through your day-to-day experiences, not meaning to, you often find vibrational frequencies because of what you are observing that prevents you from receiving the fullness of who you are. And we are the fullness of that, you see. Mm. So some have tried to get us to define ourselves in physical terms, but we cannot. And we are not whispering words to Esther that she is repeating. We are offering blocks of thought, and she is finding physical words that match those blocks of thought. Everyone does this. You're all inspired. It's just that you can be inspired from different points of attraction. You could be in a very bad mood and receive inspiration. But you're not receiving inspiration from source energy. You're receiving inspiration from blocks of thought that have been sort of left on the physical trail. And so it's a matter of tuning to high frequency and doing it consistently enough that there is consistency to what you're receiving. That's the easiest way of explaining it. And the most important thing that we want to say to you and to everyone is you're all doing it. You just don't usually do it consistently. And Esther doesn't either. Mm. A forum like this, it's easy for her to do it because you all come expecting. And so it is on the desire, momentum of desire that you have going that we ride in on, so to speak.
So you are really a collection of just vibration, of just higher and higher frequency, equivalent to God, would you say? Is it
humans have a hard time defining us, and they have a hard time defining God. Mm-hmm. And they have a hard time defining those physical friends who have been in physical bodies who have now reemerged into non-physical. Mm-hmm. You have a sort of, as humans, we love you so much, you have a sort of screwy perspective of this continuum of life. Mm-hmm. You think you come into these bodies and you live for a little while and you get it right or you don't, and then you leave and then you come again, when really what is happening is you are eternal. You never really leave. And even when you are no longer focused in your physical bodies, you are still focused, and you are still focused upon what's going on here.